This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top story is first. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa removed as lawmaker from the National Assembly today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to reappoint him as Home Minister today itself. Nepal Oil Corporation again increases the price of petroleum products. And China and US committed to working together for tackling climate change. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, who has been relieved of his post as member of the National Assembly today, is to be sworn in again as Home Minister this evening. According to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's press advisor Surya Thapa, Prime Minister Oli will reappoint Leader Thapa as Home Minister in the capacity of CPN-UML leader. And he had been nominated to the upper house by the CPN Mao Center in 2017, representing the Bagmati province. After the Supreme Court's verdict to revive the two political parties, CPN-UML and CPN Mao Center, on the 7th of March, Home Minister Thapa since then joined the CPN-UML. And he was relieved from the post after leader of the party in the National Assembly, Dinanath Sharma, wrote to the National Assembly chairperson, informing him of his expulsion from the party as per the Political Party Act 2073. The decision came into effect today after National Assembly chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timmalsinna endorsed this. The Nepal Oil Corporation has again increased the price of petroleum products. According to the corporation, the price of petroleum products was increased as per the price list received from the Indian Oil Corporation on Friday. And the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene has been increased by 1 rupee per litre that came into effect from last night. As per the new price, the diesel will cost now 121 rupees per litre, while kerosene will cost 104 rupees per litre. Three corona-infected people who were undergoing treatment at Peri Hospital in Banki District died last night. They were being treated at the corona special ward of the hospital in Nepalganj. According to corona focal person at Banki District's COVID-19 Crisis Management Committee, Tej Wali, a 73-year-old man from Rajapur municipality, one in Bardia, and 78-year-old man from Bajnath rural municipality, 8 in Banki district, died last night. Similarly, a 68-year-old woman from Narayan municipality, one in Dailak district, died at 9:30 last night. Three of those injured in the road accident that took place at Downey of Nol on Saturday evening are reported to have died. Two women and one man died in course of treatment, and rest of the 28 injured in the incident are said to be undergoing treatment at Bharatpur and Nawalpur-based hospitals. The accident took place after a passenger bus fell off the road after the driver lost the control. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. China and the US say they are committed to working together and with other countries on tackling climate change. It comes after several meetings between Chinese climate envoy Xi Jinping and his US counterpart John Kerry in Shanghai last week. And they both agreed on further specific actions to reduce emissions, a joint statement on Sunday confirmed. U.S. President Joe Biden is holding a virtual climate summit this week, which China says it is looking forward to. However, it is not yet known if Chinese President Xi Jinping will join the world leaders who have pledged to attend. Doctors for the jailed Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny say he will die within next few days if not given medical attention. Doctors say recent blood test results indicate he could suffer cardiac arrest or kidney failure at any moment. Navalny has been on a hunger strike for 18 days to demand proper treatment for acute back pain and leg numbness. And a prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin, he was jailed in February for old embezzlement charges. The doctors have urged prison officials to let them examine Navalny immediately and taking into account the blood test and his recent poisoning. Another round of talks in Austrian capital Vienna to restore Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers has concluded on a hopeful note as different sides said progress is being made. A joint commission of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action convened on Saturday in Austrian capital with top negotiators from Iran, China, Russia, Germany, France and the United Kingdom. Representatives from the United States, which left the accord in 2018 and unilaterally imposed sanctions on Iran, were again in different hotels in Europeans shuttling back and forth between them and other representatives. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa removed as lawmaker from the National Assembly today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to reappoint him as Home Minister today itself. Nepal Oil Corporation again increases the price of petroleum products. And China and U.S. committed to working together for tackling climate change. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online program. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.